Auto insurance can all seem the same until it comes time to use it. So don't get stuck paying more for less coverage. Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and you could start saving money in no time. Get a quote today. Restrictions apply.
Clint, our episode on misheard lyrics was one of our most downloaded episodes so far. As the kids say, it popped off.
Is that what they say?
I don't know. But no. It really resonated with people. Because this is a universal experience, to mishear a lyric, right? To be singing that lyric and realize, after singing it wrong for ages, oh, that's what they're saying? And since we had such a good time, we decided to come back for part two.
Welcome to The Age-Old Question. I'm Rich Price.
And I'm Clint Bierman. Each episode deals with another question in music fandom.
The kind of questions that Clint and I have been debating since we were in college.
So today, with the help of some smart people, we're going to come up with the answer.
Okay, Clint, what's today's question?
Today's question is, what is the greatest misheard lyric of all time? Part two.
That's the age-old question.
We got so many comments. In fact, I still get people coming up to me at the grocery store or wherever, and they're like, here's one. And I try to write them down, but if I forget it, I'm sorry. But I'm going to do my best to give a bunch more that people have given to me.
In episode 37, we explained the origin of the word mondegreen. So if you're curious, check out that episode. But it's the word for a misheard lyric. Today, we're back with more outrageously hilarious mondegreens. Let's review the format. We're going to try to make each other laugh with the misheard lyrics we've come across, right? Clint, you remember that song by Hot Chocolate about the OBGYN?
I believe in miracles.
I remove umbilicals.
Sex a thing.
Wow.
I remove umbilicals.
I just learned that song.
Did you?
It's going to be really hard to play now. Rich, you remember ABBA?
Yeah.
Well, they were talking about something that I had no idea they were into.
Huh.
It was a dentist was actually a part of ABBA. So they wrote Dancing Queen, right? Remember that one?
Yeah.
They were talking, young and sweet, only seven teeth.
Young and sweet, only seven teeth.
Only seven teeth.
Only seven. I mean, there needs some work.
Needs some dental work there. We've talked a few times about the great song by Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody. Mm. The epic operatic tale of saving someone's life from this warm sausage tea. Also, Algebra has a devil for a sidekick.
Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me.
One of the earliest rock and roll songs of all time. Do you remember what it was?
No.
Rock Around the Clock?
Yeah.
Remember?
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock.
So when the clock strikes 12,
when the clock strikes 12, we'll cool off dance.
We'll poo our pants.
We'll cool off dance.
He was really, really worried at that point.
Oh, man. Clint, question. You love Robert Palmer as much as I do, right?
Of course.
You don't hear his tunes much, but at one point in the 80s, he was a big, big star. Remember those music videos?
Oh, yeah. With the lips and the dancing girls.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, he must have had a run-in with Michael Jackson at some point that didn't go well because he wrote a song calling him out. You might as well face it, you're a dick with a glove. Dick with the glove. Ever wondered about the Van Halen song about padded bras?
You remember Katie Lang?
Yeah.
She had her song about Thanksgiving. You familiar with Can't Stand Gravy?
Can't Stand Gravy.
Yeah. Did you, you know, we talked about Elton John in a recent episode.
Oh, yeah.
He loves history, especially early Mesopotamia. He sings, "I remember when Iraq was young."
I remember when Iraq was young.
The historian.
That was a long way to get to the punchline there.
Amazing. Well, Mick Jagger as well. He's a man of the world.
Yeah.
He sings, "In Yugoslavia." Yugoslavia.
And it's interesting that they start all their shows with
"In Yugoslavia."
Clint, this one really got me. Prince, he was pretty brutal. He wants to get rid of your kids.
Huh?
He sings, "I just want to extradite your kids. I just want to extradite your kids."
What a jerk. Jeez.
In a recent episode, we introduced a new segment called Let's Go to the Comments.
Let's go to the comments.
As you said, we've received a lot of comments. Our good friend John Daly, aka Johnny Midnight, shared some of his favorite Mondegreens. For years, he thought Bob Marley was singing Capitalivance. Capitalivance.
What is that?
Wasn't sure what it meant, but it is a Capitalivance.
What song is that?
I shot the sheriff, oh Lord, and they say there's a Capitalivance.
The Capitalivance.
Capitalivance.
But then he heard the Eric Clapton version, and he's like, oh, it's a capital offense.
And they say it is a capital offense.
But he was just singing Capitalivance.
The Capitalivance.
Another of John's, "And if you can't be with the one you love, love the wandering wind."
And if you can't be with the one you love, honey,
love the wandering wind.
Wow.
Love the wandering wind. Love the wandering wind. Love the wandering wind.
And this is from John's sister-in-law, Crystal. "Give me one reason to steal.
Give me one reason to steal.
It's oh, both funny one. And poignant.
Yeah.
Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around.
Did you see Fame? That movie Fame?
Yeah.
What a feeling. Remember that song by Irene Cara?
Yeah.
Take your pants off.
Take your pants off.
Take your pants off.
On Facebook, our listener Carmig said, "Don't forget about There's a Bathroom on the Right."
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's a classic.
That's a classic. Classic. I can't believe we didn't mention that one.
There's a bathroom on the right. I hear
my wife's best friend Sophie is French, and that's a whole avenue of Mondegreens, right? Oh. Not just mishearing, but like where there's a language barrier.
Oh, man.
She sent some of hers, which I have to share. "Why men say fools rush in." Why?
Why?
Why men say?
Why? Huh?
But this is my favorite. "I'll never be your big suburban."
I'll never be your big suburban.
And then there's always, "I'll never be your pizza burning."
I'll never be your pizza burning.
Eric Gorman, who loves the show, shared this comment about Phil Collins' gibberish.
"You're the only one really."
While we're on the song, "'cause we shared the laughter and the pain and even Cheryl Teagues."
Oh my God.
Cheryl Teagues. Emily Day, we've talked to her husband Peter Day on this show a couple times. Emily Day writes in with "Blind Melon." She thought it was, "I want to keep my cheating strategy."
You know I like to keep my cheating strategy. So stay in
the- "I want to keep my cheating strategy." We have a voicemail from Peter, her husband, and your bandmate.
Yeah, let's go to the Peter Day clip.
about a lyric from The Grateful Dead that he sang incorrectly for years.
So the Grateful Dead album American Beauty was a huge one for me. My mom had it on vinyl, and that was my introduction to the Grateful Dead, and I loved that album, and I just wore it out. And Sugar Magnolia is one of my all-time favorites. And for the longest time, in fact, until very recently, I thought one of those later verses, he's falling in love in the spring, fall, and winter, and the line, she can make out in any kind of light.
She can make out in any kind of light.
Like, she's awesome. She can make out, like, you could be out on the beach in broad daylight. You could be in a low-lit room. She can make out in any kind of light. And it wasn't until doing a dead set with Clint and friends, and I was singing Sugar Magnolia and needed the lyrics in front of me, that I saw it's indeed, she can make happy any man alive. But I prefer to think she can make out in any kind of light. Thanks, guys. Love the podcast. Big fan.
That's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one, Pete. All By Myself. Do you remember that song? It's a song by singer-songwriter Eric Carmen.
Yeah.
I thought it was Obama's Elf. Obama's Elf. It is. It's very close. It's very close.
Listener Dave Fredrickson shared this comment. Hey, the age-old question. Mind the Green episode was great. Here's one. My wife of 25 years says, I never understood this song. Why is Genghis Khan gonna get you?
Genghis Khan is gonna get you.
Genghis Khan is gonna get you. Oh, that's scary. Jeez.
I know. Clint, the next comment comes from my 10-year-old son, Wesley.
Oh, nice.
The content of this misheard is probably not age appropriate, but it made me really laugh. It's perfect. In the Alicia Keys Jay-Z song, Empire State of Mind, Concrete Jungle, Wet Dreams, Tomato. That's all I hear now. Concrete Jungle, Wet Dreams, Tomato.
Wow. That is a string of words.
A few more comments from Facebook. Russ writes, at about age 8, my daughter started to like 21 Pilots. As her interest grew, there was some confusion around the lyrics to their song, Polarize. The lyrics are, help me polarize, help me polarize, help me down. Those stairs is where I'll be hiding all my problems. Help me polarize, help me polarize, help me up.
Help me polarize.
My daughter heard them, help me pull her eyes, help me pull her eyes out.
Help me pull her eyes, help me pull her eyes, help me out.
Oh no.
Sorry, Russ. That sounds like she may need some therapy.
It's incredible.
I spoke to my brother this week who just heard part one of this question, and he said he had one. He always thought it was Ground Control to Major Tong, T-O-N-G.
Ground Control to Major Tom.
Which immediately changes the ethnicity of the main character in a really interesting way. Next comment is from Nick Torin out in Santa Monica. Nick has two good ones. This is from Van Morrison's 1972 hit, Jackie Wilson Said. Nick always heard, I'll hit anyone. I'll hit anyone. I'll hit anyone when you smile. Which totally changes the meaning of the song.
It totally changes everything.
And here's a voicemail from Nick talking about another one. This one from Bob Marley.
I've got another one for you. It's a Bob Marley, and it comes from the song Exodus. Everybody always says it's Exodus, movement of the people.
Exodus. Movement of the people.
but it's actually a little bit, well, it's a little more of the people. It goes like this. Exodus, all right, moving bunch of people. Because, you know, it's, God is moving a bunch of people.
Oh, no.
You know, the problems of, like, logistics of, right. You know, moving large amounts of people. Let's stick with Bob Marley. On the last episode, last part of this question, you talked about his fondness for jump roping.
Uh-huh, yeah.
How about his song about going to bed? Pajamas? Pajamas. Or is it a song about his view of people in Berlin? We're German. We're German. I hope you like German too. Hope you like German too. And you know his song about Jewish pirates?
Oh, no.
All pirates, yes, they're rabbis.
Okay.
All pirates, yes, they're rabbis.
This is from my best friend Dave. He couldn't believe that we didn't talk about it in the first episode. This lyric, or rather misheard lyric, was a big influence on a couple of budding songwriters in high school. Dave and I would listen to music, we'd think really deeply about the lyrics, and we were both really struck by this lyric in No Woman, No Cry. My fear is my only courage.
My fear is my only courage.
We thought, wow, that is really deep, that's really poetic. And then we found out that the lyric is actually, my feet is my only carriage.
Carriage.
My feet is my only carriage.
See, that's incredible. It's a twofer. He got you.
Totally.
Because both are good.
Clint, let's go to Michael Jackson when he's saying, no masseurs can ban Danny Glover. Masseurs can ban Danny Glover. Clint, ever wondered why Peter Gabriel sang a song about a monkey with a French name, Jacques the Monkey?
Jacques.
Let's go to one of our favorite artists, Huey Lewis.
Oh, nice.
Morgan Freeman, That's the Power of Love. Morgan Freeman, That's the Power of Love.
I believe that you measure yourself by the people who measure themselves by you.
All right, a few quick ones from Paul Simon. In The Myth of Fingerprints, he sings, Elvis is a watermelon.
Elvis is the watermelon. And the lights go.
Or when he's singing about Gandalf's fancy shoes. You remember that one? Diamonds on the Sorcerer's Shoes.
Oh my God.
About diamonds on the Sorcerer's Shoes.
The last one from Paul Simon. Remember that song about his old pal Douglas? He says, hello, Douglas, my old friend. Hello, Douglas, darkness, my old friend.
When Doves Cry by Prince?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just like my mother. She's never sat inside.
Maybe I'm just like my mother. She's never sat inside.
You know, she will not come in.
She stays outside.
She will not come in.
What about when Pink Floyd talked about banning duck intercourse at school? Do you remember this? No ducks orgasm in the classroom.
Wow.
No ducks orgasm
in the classroom.
No.
This one made me laugh, Clint. Macy Gray. I try to say goodbye and I choke, try to walk away and I stumble. Though I try to hide it, it's clear. I wear goggles when you are not near. I wear goggles when you are not near. I have one more Mondegreen.
Okay.
Remember Mr.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love that song.
This was one of the first albums that I bought with my own money. Their advice for any journey, things are getting rough on the streets when they say, I carry a laser down the road I must travel.
Carry a laser down the road that I must travel.
Carry a laser
Yeah. I had no idea what they were saying. I still don't have any idea what they're saying.
Yeah.
Do you?
No, I don't. And I'm going to, from now on, I'm just going to start singing. I carry a laser down the road that I must.
I mean, keeping the bad guys away with lasers, yes. That's amazing.
Well, you guys, we've only scratched the surface of Mondo Greens, and we hope that you'll continue to share with us your favorite misheard lyrics.
Definitely. I feel like there's an episode 3 at some point because they just keep coming. So keep them coming. Keep writing. Keep commenting. Keep sharing. And thanks for listening.
And thanks to our friends at Pantheon Podcast. We're really proud to be a part of that roster of music shows. There are some really, really interesting, entertaining shows about different genres, different topics in music, and we're really proud to be a part of that podcast.
Definitely.
Wait,
did we do it? I think we did it part 2.
Again.
I think we did.
Well, we hope you had fun, as much fun as we did, and we hope you'll join us next time when we answer another age-old question.
Follow us on Instagram at The Age Old Question.
Facebook, The Age Old Question.
We hope this conversation has sparked some ideas and thoughts of your own. Let us know in the comments.
But let's be kind, people.
Yeah.
No hating.
No hating.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.